This is episode one of a series of podcasts that all revolve around autism. So in this episode, we will be focusing on the problems with social interaction and communication that someone with autism could develop. So according to Nancy Hammond, author for Medical News Today, the term spectrum refers to the immense variety of symptoms different autistic people can develop. This is why it is called autism spectrum disorder in a bigger, like broader version, because there's so many different symptoms that you can develop from this disorder, and not everyone is affected the same way. So in this episode, we will be focusing on the problems with social interaction and communication that someone might develop. So to start us off, a common symptom would be that this person fails to respond to his or her name or appears not to hear you at times. This often is seen in younger children. This is like one of the first signs that you might see and notice something's off. We're going to go to a little break. We'll be back after this. According to Mayo Clinic, someone with autism can't start a conversation or keep one going, or may only start a conversation to make requests or label items, and often won't be able to answer simple questions that you might ask them to answer. And when they speak to you, it might be with an abnormal tone or rhythm, or use like almost like a robot-like voice, or sing it when they say it and not be speaking properly and at a normal level. It is often that someone with autism won't want to be hugged or physically touched by anyone and resist it as much as they can. As a child, they typically won't want to be held as much as another child who actually really enjoys being held. It must be like a sensory issue. And they prefer to be playing on their own rather than have any like time to hang out with their friends and stuff like that. They'd rather just be on their own and play with their own little toys and not have to talk to anyone or interact with other children or people. I see these symptoms often in my cousin, who I find it very hard to have a normal conversation with. He often will ramble on about things that aren't related to what you're trying to talk to him about. If you ask him a question, he may not be able to answer it in proper sentence forms. You can tell he's very, very smart and knows a lot of things, but he's not able to make proper sentences with the knowledge that he has. He often plays on his own, and when I was younger and I was always told I needed to go play with him, I often found it very hard to do that because he was in his own world a lot of the time and just wanted to play with his cars on his own and didn't want to have any interaction with me or play a game with me or anything. He just was in his own little world doing his own thing. I definitely see the physical contact symptom come out. When my cousin was growing up, I've noticed how he never liked to give hugs. He never liked to receive hugs. When he was told by his mom he needed to give everyone a hug goodbye because we wouldn't be seeing them again for a while, he would never fully embrace you in a hug. He would just put his body up next to you and make you give him a hug. As you can see by the information and background that has been provided in this podcast, autism spectrum disorder is definitely a wide spectrum of symptoms, ranging all the way from social interaction and communication to eating problems and behavioral problems. Everyone is certainly not affected in the same way. Some may be less severe, where some may be very severe to the point where they no longer will be able to live on their own. But in some cases, it's not as severe, so you will be able to live on your own in some way. Just based off these symptoms alone, not including all of the other diverse symptoms that you could develop, it is important that someone gets seen by a doctor. You can't let it go on and on and on, avoiding the problem that this person has. You need to take them to get them seen so they can live their life happily. So that'll do it for this episode. Thanks for watching and come back next week.